In the first 20 years of the Rebbe's Nesiyas, the Rebbe used to blow shofar in his father's shofar, the Hagoyen HaChosid Reb Levi Yitzchak, that he had this shofar from the Rebbe Maharash used to blow in this shofar. And then the Rebbe's father used to blow in this shofar. And then for the first 20 years of the Rebbe's Nesiyas, the Rebbe used to blow in this shofar. But he used to bring down with him another three or four shofars. He brought it down for a sgula, since they was from other previous Rebbes of Chabad. The Rebbe never told us from which Rebbe each shofar is. But he used to bring them down. This shofar, Chassidim used to say it's from the Rebbe Tzemach Tzedek, but we don't know the details for sure. Another shofar that Chassidim used to say it is also from the Rebbe Maharash. Another shofar that Chassidim used to say it's from the Friedrich Rebbe. And then another black shofar. We don't know from where, from which Rebbe it is. He used to bring them down in a special handkerchief. Wrapped up in a handkerchief. And he used to keep them in front of him by Tkiyas Shofar. But actually, he was blowing in the shofar of the Rebbe Maharash, that later blew in it his father, HaKohen HaChosid Reb Levi Yitzchok. And then the Rebbe blew in it for at least 20 years after the Nesiyas. The Rebbe's father, Reb Levi Yitzchok, in the last 5 years of his life, he was jailed and exiled for his work in spreading Yiddishkeit in Russia. He was exiled in a village, Chiali, in Kazakhstan. After close to 5 years, he was finally released, and he went from there to the city, the larger city in Kazakhstan, Almaty. Chiali was a little village, there was no Jews living, and he was forced to stay there for these years without the ability to meet other Eden. Only the Rebbe's and the Rebbe's mother came to stay with him and help him there. When he came to Almaty, there was a small community of Chabad Chassidim. He lived there for another few months, but he was then very sick from suffering in exile for these 5 years. After several months, he passed away in Chof Ov, Tov Shin Dalet, the 20th day of Ov, in 1948-44. Then came Rosh Hashanah of Tov Shin Hei. The Baltikeya and the Mehel in Almaty was the Chosid Rabbi Yankiv Yosef Raskin. So the Rebbe's mother gave him the shofar. He should blow in it. He blew in it that year, and also later, when he left Almaty, and when he finally escaped Russia and came to Europe, and finally when he settled in Eretz Yisrael, in Rishon, he was always blowing shofar with his shofar. In the summer of Tovshin Yud 1950, the Rebbe approached him if he would be willing to give him his father's shofar, and he sent his shofar to the Rebbe. The Rebbe assumed officially the Nesias of Chabad in Yud Shvat Tovshin Yud Aleph in 1951. In the next Rosh Hashanah Tovshin Yud Beis, the Rebbe had his father's shofar. He didn't blow himself shofar that year, Rosh Hashanah. He gave it to the Baltikeya, Reb Mendel Tenenbaum. He gave him this shofar to blow in it. After Tishrei, after Rosh Hashanah, Reb David Raskin wrote a letter to his father, Reb Yankev Yosef Raskin, that by the Rebbe, the blue shofar and this Rosh Hashanah, with this shofar of Reb Levi, the father of the Rebbe. Reb Yankev Yosef Raskin was so glad to hear that he then wrote a letter to the Rebbe's mother, Rebbe Tzinchana, that she already lived here then, that this shofar of the Rebbe Maharash and your husband that you gave me after his passing, I was blowing in it for the next 6 years, since Rosh Hashanah Tovshin Hei till Rosh Hashanah Tovshin Yud, since Rosh Hashanah 1945, end of 1944, until Rosh Hashanah in the end of 1949. Then he tells her that the Rebbe asked him if he would be willing to give him the shofar, and he sent the shofar to the Rebbe. And I was so glad to hear that this shofar, the black shofar of the Rebbe Maharash, of the Rebbe's father Reb Levi, that I sent to the Rebbe, they were blowing in it by the Rebbe on Rosh Hashanah. And that's how it was for the next 20 years. Till the early Tovshin Lametz, till the early 70s, that every year the Rebbe would blow in this shofar, and he would bring down with him some other shofars that he had inherited from the previous Rebbes of Chabad. Then, around Tovshin Lamed, around the year of 1970, the shofar cracked in the end where the call comes out. There is a machlekes in Shulchan Aruch. When there is a crack, a little crack in the end of the shofar, if it is still permitted to continue blowing in it, or it's possible. It's still kosher because it's only a little crack, or it's possible because the crack, while blowing, usually gets larger and larger. So there is two solutions in the Shulchan Aruch about that shofar that cracked in the head in the end, and you want to continue blowing in it. One of them is to tie it up with a string very strong to be sure that while blowing it doesn't crack more, and then it's kosher. Or to glue the crack, it should hold the shofar together, that when you're blowing in it, it shouldn't be able to crack more. But you have to rub off the glue from both sides. It shouldn't be noticeable, because if there is a space and in between and the glue is filling it up, then the glue becomes part of the shofar, so it's not kosher. These are the two solutions that are brought down in the Shulchan Aruch. But rather the Rebbe selected a third solution. When he gave this Shefer to his Sheikhet, Rabbi Sol Shimon Kalmanson, he should cut out around the crack. And since there is no more crack, then you could certainly continue blowing in it. So he could continue blowing in it. But then he decided to stop and just bring it down and continue blowing in one of the other shafers. Mainly in this shafer, we don't know exactly from which rabbi it is. Chassidim say it's from the Rebbe Tzemach Tzedek. So he blew in it, but it's an old shafer. It also cracked. So he gave it again for cutting out, as we see, the whole crack cut out, and there is no more crack. So he could continue blowing in it. But then they realized on the other side there is another crack, as we see here. Since there is another crack, he didn't want to cut it out again. So he started blowing in one of the other shafers that he used to bring down with him. Some Chassidim say that this shafer he had from the previous rabbi, but we don't know exactly details. That's how it went on for another several years. Till Tovshin Lamed Ches. In Tovshin Lamed Ches, the Rebbe had the heart attack. And after that, he was much weaker. It was hard for him to blow in these old shafers. So they purchased for him a new shafer. Easier one. And he blew in it for several years. Till they realized, although it's easier, but it's still hard for him to blow, very hard. So they selected and purchased for him another shafer, which they tried and they saw it is very easy to blow in it, and he blew in it the last couple of years. Does it mean it was easy for him? No, it was not. His efforts was so large, so strong, that while blowing shafer, some drops of blood came out from his teeth. The Rebbe used to come down with the shafers wrapped up in a handkerchief. And after the blowing the shafer, he would wipe his mouth with this handkerchief. But when he wiped his mouth in the last year that he was blowing shafer, some of the drops of the blood from his teeth came on to this handkerchief. This handkerchief was never washed. The drops of blood, as you could see, are still there. All these shafers are displayed in the exhibition of the library, in the showcase of that is devoted to the Rebbe's artifacts, together with this handkerchief.